Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren is back with the sports news. Darren.
I am indeed. Only one place to start, Mary. The match last night. I'm not sure if you got to watch it yourself. 1-0 loss to Switzerland. Yeah. And you know what? Not a whole pile to get excited about. I know there was some positives from the game. I didn't think we did too badly.
It's very generous of Switzerland to take off their best player at halftime and give us a chance.
Yeah. They've got one or two decent players, haven't they?
Granit Xhaka was fabulous.
He was. And I mentioned him as well. Shaqiri's goal, I thought was really good. Just that little touch of class about those two players, isn't there? You know, that kind of gets you over the line in those tight situations. So 1-0. And I guess it's hard to get around the fact that it's another loss. And again, another fixture where we didn't score a goal, try and all as we might. But I have to say, plenty of support from John O'Shea, listening back to the interviews from last night. All the players, I think, have come out quite vocal that they would like him to stay in charge.
We have no idea if there's an alternative.
We don't. So look, it's a bit of a vacuum at the moment, pure speculation. But John himself feels he's ready for the job in a full-time capacity if he's called upon. And after the game last night, he spoke with our own John Kenny.
What did you make of the whole experience?
Look, brilliant. Loved every minute of it. Obviously, you want to win games of football, though. That's the big thing for me. And after the game against Belgium, where we felt that we just did enough to win it in terms of the best chances created in the game. That's what we spoke about tonight, to go out and make sure we do that again. You appreciate then Switzerland are a good team. They qualify for major tournament after major tournament. We had to suffer a bit in the first half. Towards the end of the first half, we were obviously starting to fix it, and then obviously took that into the second half, which was really pleasing to see from the players, the belief they got from that. And should have looked a bit more care and detail in terms of the second half, the final third chances, little pass here and there. I think we get that equaliser and maybe kick on. But full respect to Switzerland too. Very good team, experienced out for strong players, and they looked it in that first 20 minutes, 30 minutes against us.
Ireland don't have a manager. Do you want the job?
Look, I've really loved these last two games. It's gave me a real taste for it, and let's see what happens. But I can only say I'm thankful to the players because their attitude was spot on.
I think he'd love us, wouldn't he? John O'Shea there with John Kenny. I'm delighted to welcome on the line now RTE analyst Paul Curry. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Darren.
What did you make of it all last night?
Yeah, it was difficult. It was definitely a step up from the Belgium game that we had on the weekend. I thought the Swiss were excellent in the first half, and in particular, Granit Xhaka just dictated things from the middle of the pitch. I thought their shape actually caused us a few problems with regards to just dealing with players in pockets and spaces. And we struggled to get a hold of the game at all in the first half, to be honest. And we were probably a little lucky maybe only to be going one behind. They didn't create a huge amount, but I thought they just had complete control of the game. I think John will maybe be disappointed with the nature of the goal, just in the sense it was a set piece. It was probably maybe a soft piece to give away in the first place. And I think Gavin can probably do a little better with setting up his wall and maybe covering that side. But the first half was very difficult. Second half, much better. Now, the Swiss definitely stepped off at a gear or two, but we came into the game a little more and we seemed to get a bit more control of the game from the middle of the pitch. But like you mentioned, scoring goals is going to be difficult and we didn't create a huge amount of chances.
Yeah. Paul, you're a man in the know, and I'm wondering, have you heard anything about the next Irish manager? is John O'Shea in the running, or you know, what can you tell us? What's your feeling on it?
I don't think anybody knows at this moment in time, but my gut instinct, Darren, is that it's not going to be John O'Shea. I think it was a pretty brave move of Mark Hannum to come out and say that they had somebody lined up for April to take over, and my instinct is that it was those two games that John was going to be given and then somebody else would step in. I think a lot of confidence and a lot of faith will be lost in Mark Hannum and the FAI if they don't follow through on that promise that somebody will get the job, because we've been strung along now for a long period of time. I think a lot of people would have known that Stephen wasn't going to be continuing in the job, maybe with two games left in that group stage. So he's had the guts of 4 to 6 months. So my instincts tell me that it's not going to be John O'Shea, but if they don't follow through on that promise, I do think a lot of faith will be lost in that process.
And nicely dovetailed into my final question for you, Paul, more in terms of votes of confidence, a piece in The Independent this morning, Jonathan Hill's future as CEO in doubt, it seems, growing number of staff and delegates, they're questioning his position. There's a board meeting today, not specifically on this, but it appears it will be raised. But I don't expect you to comment on Jonathan Hill's position, but just this is another controversy. You just seem to be rolling from one to the other. Is it getting tiring at this stage?
Well, it must be very difficult for people working in the FAI at the moment, and particularly when we want to be so focused on getting good results and actually having a bit of consistency and foundations to build on. It doesn't feel like all is brilliant at the moment, and I guess what you don't want to do is distract away from the development of the game here in the country. We need to progress. We need to get money into schoolboy section. We need to get money into the foundations of building the game, because we've stood still for far too long. So from the top down, that needs to be right. And whether it's Jonathan Hill moving forward or it's somebody else, we need guidance. We need leadership, and we need somebody who's going to actually bring a bit of consistency and professionalism to the job. So listen, I hope all is well. I hope Jonathan can lead us on into the next phase of growth within the FAI. But if it's not to be him, we need consistency, and we need somebody who's going to lead us forward.
Paul, great talking to you as always. Before I go, lots of other action across Europe last night. There was three playoffs for the Euros. Poland beat Wales on penalties. Greece lost to Georgia on penalties. And Ukraine came from behind to beat Iceland by 2-1. Friendly action as well. England drew with Belgium 2-2. Northern Ireland beat Scotland 1-0. Conor Bradley, Liverpool's Tyrone Youngster on the mark there. And finally, Kildare beat Longford in the Airgrid Leinster Under-20 Football Championship last night. Also wins there for Dublin, who looked very impressive against Westmeath, Laois, Louth and Wicklow.
Conor Bradley scoring, it almost makes it harder, doesn't it? Damien Rice getting his, or Declan Rice getting his 50th
cap. Stop it now, don't be going there.
Gus Poyet is free now though.
That's actually true, yeah. Greece manager. There you go.
Darren, thank